I think we can keep it from getting out. I'd just say we'll go in Thursday and leave after lunch Friday. And if it has any problem, we don't need to go and just soon not go, but tell Freeman that. But it's possible if they think it'd work out all right.
All right, fine. Well, I'll have him have a private talk to the person on a very private basis. We'll be in touch with him.
What about Vietnam?
Vietnam is marking time for the moment for this political convention that is supposed to meet tomorrow morning. And they're not sure yet just who's going to turn out to look for some of these voters will not come.
Why do they want us to move forward with great speed for a convention and elected government and won't participate in it?
Well, that's the trouble with this fellow Tree Quan. He's against something, but no one can find out what he's for. But the rest of them out there, the Catholics and the Sikhs, the others aren't going to take his program, so it's... But there is building up now some counterweight on the political side from other groups that are trying to support the government's program about how to move in this situation. I think we probably won't hear much more from them until about 24 hours from now, just how this is going to move. I take some encouragement from the fact that General Dan up in the north has seems to be getting control of the situation. He's got some of the troops moving back to the Viet Cong job, and these people around Danang in a way have been expressing their regrets to us about pulling out our dependence, and they didn't really want us to leave. So I think that part is simmering down a bit up there. The main issue now is the political issue in Saigon with the Buddhist Institute group.
Dean, I notice that there's a good deal of stuff comes out every day about how our embracing Ki and saluting him, endorsing him, and tying our stuff to his kite brought all this about. I hope that that's not being fed out by the department.
No, it's not. Some of that was criticism that came out of Fulbright people like that at the time of Honolulu. And this is the kind of thing that the press will pick up and probe. They tried to probe George Ball on that a bit yesterday. That comes from outside, and it's an attempt to make excuses of one sort or another. I'm sure that it's not coming out of this department, but they're not people here are not worried about that.
Did Honolulu have anything to do with Key's problem?
I don't think so, unless it possibly led him to the decision to find Key, but I see no indication of that. I don't think it has increased his problems in Vietnam. I think it would have eased him to some extent.
Did we encourage him to fire Thi et al?
No, we didn't. But we didn't intervene. When the General's Council seemed to be unanimous on the matter, on the ground that Thi was running a warlord kind of barony of his own up there, and that the coup reports continued to center around Thi, when the General's unanimity except for Thi decided to remove him, we didn't move in to block him.
The general is pretty well behind Key now.
In general, I think there may be one or two, like this fellow Cole, and I think they've had a difference of view among them as to how they ought to play the Danang business. It's not too surprising because on a question of that sort, it's a very hairline question, and there could be genuine differences. But so far as we can tell now, it looks as though the director is reasonably together on it. In a bad situation in the north.
Does Key look like he wants to quit?
I don't think he wants to quit except in terms of getting the constitutional process going and getting another government in position. I haven't got any real impression that he wanted to just turn it all over now to another general or to nothing to have a key.
I saw one cable where he said he wanted to go back to flying Air Force and
he made that remark at times. As a matter of fact, that probably had something to do with his general attitude, had something to do with the decision made by the general's last
think that he's through?
I give him a little more staying power than some of my own colleagues. I think Governor Johnson feels that he's run out of gas politically. I think it depends pretty well on whether this constitutional process can develop a little momentum. I think it's about 50-50 at this moment. But I should tell you that Governor Johnson is perhaps more abundant.
When's going to be your critical period? Tomorrow?
I would think perhaps by the end of the day tomorrow, our time, we'd know a little more about just how it's running on the political line.
Okay, thank you, Dean.
Bye.